if you have hormonal imbalance, if you're struggling with fertility, or if you just want to have the healthiest experience of life, you really have to say, what are the things that are the most least like nature in my environment? The fertility is very much impacted by your bacteria. And with our underwear, we change what is going on in that ecosystem when we choose products that are made from
how scary that is, that you can wash something 8 times and it still smells. What that is exactly showing is these chemicals, the phthalates, are meant to stick around, and they do the same thing in our bodies.
If you're pregnant with a little boy and are being exposed to phthalates often, let's say you have a Yankee candle that you're burning every day or you're spraying Febreze, the phthalates in those fragrances have been shown to greatly lower testosterone and negatively impact the reproductive development of those babies. Every swap makes a difference. If you just changed these things in your household, it would greatly improve your hormones and fertility.
If your heart aches for a baby, whether you want a baby someday or you've already been on the journey and it hasn't been as easy as you had hoped, I want you to know that you don't have to do it alone. I created Womanhood Wellness for women just like you. Inside of this amazing membership, you have step-by-step doctor-designed blueprints unique to your womanhood type based on the season that you're in. You have access to order your own labs. You have over 22 amazing courses and growing that I have created for you, all about breaking up with birth control, balancing your hormones, preparing your body for pregnancy, optimizing your fertility, and navigating the root causes of infertility. I have support for pregnancy loss, for navigating integrative IVF, for supporting your partner throughout this process, as well as information about libido, which is one of my favorite things to teach about, because when it comes to womanhood, it's all connected. On top of the amazing content and resources, such as being able to order your own supplements and the protocols that I have, all of the step-by-step checklists of exactly what to do within each lesson in a basic, intermediate, and advanced path, I also have amazing support inside of the membership. Every month you get a live Q&A with me. I have monthly masterclasses taught by me and other amazing practitioners. And bi-weekly, we have connection calls where you get to really connect with women and share and feel seen. We have seasonal circles that are unique to the different seasons of womanhood. For example, if you are breaking up with birth control, or you're struggling with libido, or you are trying to conceive, maybe you're going through IVF, or you've had a pregnancy loss, all of these different scenarios require different support. And so these circles put you together with women just like you so that you can really connect and make long-lasting friendships. You'll finally understand your cycle, your labs, your body, your fertility, and you'll feel empowered in your womanhood journey. So if this sounds exciting to you, I encourage you to go to womanhoodwellness.com and use code podcast to sign up and save 20% on your first month. Again, head to womanhoodwellness.com and use code podcast to save 20%. I can't wait to see you inside.
Okay, we're back for another quickie. Let's just start calling them our quickie series.
Yes. Love quickies with you. Quickies with Dr. Morgan.
I love having quickies with you, Leah.
We're really good at it.
Actually, we're not. We're
we're much better. Long, intimate, spread out. Let's say the same thing 7 different ways over and over again. We're feminine.
And let's just keep talking. We just really have to keep going and keep going. But you know what? Hey, that's like women. We just get multiple rounds. That's the whole thing. Okay.
Right. We just orgasm like 10 times every time we have a conversation.
Exactly. Okay. So today you're going to walk us through some of these like major product swaps that could be negatively affecting fertility, which I really just want to remind everybody, if it's negatively affecting fertility, it's negatively affecting health in general. And so although you may not be concerned or worried about fertility, but you're maybe trying to make some better, more intentional choices about things that you're bringing into your home or putting on your body, great, because you should be. Unfortunately, this world is very toxic. These don't all have to be super expensive options either. Some of them are kind of simple, or there's a lot of ways to get around heavy costs with them. Sometimes the cheaper, more convenient, toxic item is actually more expensive. So it's not always about that, but it's just education, knowledge, knowing. And like when you're going to go make an order or buy something, you're trying to be a little bit more intentional. So take it away, sister.
Yes. So I feel like we as humans are constantly, this is the analogy I want to paint before we get into it, is when I talk to my patients about how to eat well, I tell them that we go to the grocery store, and unlike our ancestors, where we had to learn which were poisonous berries, which were poisonous mushrooms, what was the safe things to eat, we sort of have to learn that in the grocery store. What foods are healthy? Where do we shop and go? What aisles do we avoid to bring health into our life? Because it's not automatic that everything at the grocery store is actually good for us. You would think that. You would think that these companies just make good food and that the grocery stores only sell things that are going to be good for us. But we have to learn a savviness of how to navigate around food to choose the things that work for us. Unfortunately, in the product world, we have to do the same. And we don't get that education anywhere. And we're not told it in marketing because the companies who have the biggest budget is who's going to get in front of us the easiest. And they're typically not the ones who are doing it for health reasons. And so when we talk about the things that we have in our home, that we use on our body, that we wear, all of these products, it's not shocking that you maybe don't know this information or that it's not something that's in your space that's being told to you all the time, because where would you hear it, right? And so that's just, I want to start with that caveat of this is basic, but also hardly anybody knows. And I'm going to explain why each of these products are something that might be harming your hormones or fertility, and even your kids. If you're pregnant, if you're postpartum, if you have little kids, it matters, all of it. It's affecting them all. So I'll explain why each of them are important and why maybe it's worth getting an alternative swap. So first and foremost is our underwear. And this might be something that you don't think about very often, but we as women especially have a vaginal microbiome. And what that means is that we have bacteria that are in our vaginal canals, and we have bacteria all over us. And we want that bacteria to be a certain way. When I say that, I mean we want it to be mostly lactobacillus. It's a type of bacteria. And if there's an imbalance there with either bad bacteria or bacteria that is not lactobacillus, it can cause all sorts of problems and leading to things like odor, discharge, infection, but it can also lead to inflammation, which can impact our fertility. So whether you just want to be healthy and balanced in your vaginal area, whether you want, you know, intimacy to be better, you just want to be healthy in general, or if you're trying to conceive or thinking about pregnancy in the future, it's important that our vaginal microbiome is balanced. And with our underwear, we change what is going on in that ecosystem when we choose products that are made from plastic. So I think it's a hard thing for some people to wrap their brain around that most of our clothes are plastic. But they are. So most polyesters and all of the materials that you see in most clothing stores are made from plastic. And plastic is great for convenience and it's cheap and you can make a lot of stuff with it. But what it doesn't do is let your body breathe, and it creates environments of moisture, trapping moisture and changing the pH of your vaginal microbiome. So if you are not wearing organic cotton underwear, there is a high likelihood that you could be bringing in an imbalance into your vaginal microbiome that could be affecting your hormones and fertility. And a lot of people will be like, does this really matter? I just want to tell a story. So there's also these really hot products called period underwear. And period underwear came out because they are underwear that can absorb a lot of menstrual blood. And it seems like a great option to not have to use tampons or pads or anything like that. But there is some problems with them, because when you wear period underwear all day and you're absorbing all of this blood and everything, it creates ammonia and it creates different environments and ecosystems that is sitting right up next against your vaginal microbiome. And it can actually change some of the bacteria in your vaginal microbiome. And so I have personally, and I've had patients report more imbalances in their vaginal smell and discharge and experiences after using period underwear. And so that's just another example. Because of the materials used to do that, it changes things. So if you're like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't really believe you. I just want to say from a personal standpoint that it can really make a difference. And it's an important thing. It's an easy swap, right? To just choose organic cotton instead of plastic, you know, underwear.
Did you know proper hydration and mineral balance are key for hormone health, fertility, and preparing for pregnancy? This is why Dr. Morgan and I love Relight by Redmond's, the real salt people. A USA-made electrolyte powder with unrefined sea salt, over 60 trace minerals, plus bioavailable forms of potassium, calcium, and two forms of magnesium, malate and glycinate. These minerals support hormones, hydration, energy, and overall health. The best part is they taste delicious. I'm really picky about how things taste, and so you can rest assured this is Dr. Leah approved. I love lemon lime, but I know Dr. Morgan is a strawberry lemonade gal. Head to redmond.life and use code HEALTHYMOTHER to save 15% off your order of electrolytes, real sea salt, natural toothpaste, and so much more. Again, head to redmond.life and use code HEALTHYMOTHER to save 15%. Happy hydrating on your womanhood and fertility journey.
Okay, I also had that exact same thing happen to me when I started using period underwear. I got some Thinx a couple of years ago. Maybe it was like 2019 or something like that. And it gave me my first actual real yeast infection. Like, I'd never had a full-blown, terrible, painful, bleeding, so itchy, so terrible. I had to take whatever the oral medication is. I can't remember the name of it right now. Fluconazole or something, whatever. Yeah, it was terrible. And I had noticed maybe one cycle prior to that that something weird was going on with my vagina, and I had not had that happen before where I was just like a little bit irritated or whatever. And then that next month, it just set off this trigger, and it really does unfortunately make a difference. And here's the thing, if you can't afford like organic cotton, just get cotton. And Target has this brand called Auden, A-U-D-E-N, and that's where I get all my like cotton thongs and things, because there's a little bit of elastic when you look in the kind of like the ingredients breakdown or whatever of the underwear, because that's in the stretch of like usually the waistband or something. That to me doesn't trip me out too much, because most of it is cotton and it's so much more comfortable. It really, really is.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. And I'm glad you mentioned that. It is hard to find a purely 100% cotton thing that needs to be stretchy. And so looking for like 90% plus cotton is ideal. And as much as you can, finding cotton on the part that's actually in contact with your vulva and your vagina is huge. But like you said, I don't think I ever had an experience of bacterial vaginosis until I was using period underwear. I'm like really convinced that it causes a problem. And the other thing is, in the period underwear, they put zinc and all sorts of things that they're like, it's antimicrobial, it kills things. And in their mind, that's a good thing because you're bleeding onto it, but that can also kill the good bacteria in your vagina. And so it's like taking a mild version of a topical antibiotic in your vaginal area, and that can lead to yeast infections and bacterial stuff. So underwear is a big one, whether it's, cotton and or period underwear, just being aware of that and just being mindful of what you're putting up against your lady parts. And so the second product is a piggyback off of that, which are leggings. Athletic leggings are very popular. Women wear them a lot, whether they're working out or just casually. I know I'm wearing them literally right now. And it is tricky because, again, most leggings are made out of plastic, polyester and other nylons and derivatives of things like that. And they are the best because they're stretchy and they fit. They're so snug and tight, and they're, all the Lululemon things, they're wonderful. But the same thing can happen if you're wearing them all the time, especially if you're sweating a lot. Like, let's say you do go to work out, but it's not a crazy workout where you actually have to come home and shower, and you're just kind of living in those leggings and you have this wetness that's getting trapped and it's not breathing because you're in plastic, essentially. And it can create all sorts of imbalances in that vaginal microbiome, which can then impact your fertility. It's a big deal. So although you don't have to get rid of every single legging that you've ever had, if you're going to go make a new purchase, it might be worth looking into some of these other brands that are changing up their products and getting a lot of the plastics and other toxins and chemicals out, so that you don't have PFAS and, microplastics and all of these things as well being absorbed up into your lady parts.
Yeah. And I mean, unfortunately, they've done these studies too, where they've looked at it. It seems like there's a lot of chemical concentration in the crotch area of these leggings. Like, why? Like, what is going on?
Just that area.
I know, just that area. Like, not down by my ankle, but like right where my badge is. But also, will you please put some of your favorite brands in the show notes for everybody? Okay. And then I had one other thing I was going to say. Oh, just in case anybody's like, well, who cares about breathing? Why does it need to breathe? Because there are certain types of bacteria which are called anaerobic bacteria, where they don't need oxygen. They actually thrive in a situation of no oxygen. And so but they're not the ones we want in our vaginas. So we don't want that kind of a environment. And honestly, like you probably, if anybody's been pregnant here, they've probably heard the advice that going commando, no underwear is a great option too, because pregnant women can suffer more, like a higher risk of yeast infections and different things because the hormones are changing your bacteria. There's so much more moisture down there. There's so much more discharge and things happening. And all of that is an opportunity for things to grow out of balance or to stay within balance. And I heard a really interesting tidbit from one of my favorite doula accounts, Krisha Crosley. We had her on the podcast to talk about like training for birth like an athlete. So we'll put that episode in the show notes, even though it's not that related, but just because I'm saying it in case it's interesting for anybody. She talked about one of her favorite tips for helping prevent tearing in her clients is to have them go commando for the last month of pregnancy with no underwear, because the underwear, even if they are cotton, they will kind of like wick away a little bit of that moisture and leave the whole vulva area a little bit drier. And she's like, just go commando and let all of the secretions and everything just like be down there and nourish the tissues and keep them all supple and soft so that when it's stretching for a head to come out, it has a little bit more give. And I thought that was fascinating and it made so much sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. And you know, there's a lot of wisdom to our bodies, less wisdom to a lot of the things that we do and put around it. So the more that we can just be natural is helpful. And it's not that you like can't ever wear underwear or ever go out in the world. Like you definitely do. So just being mindful of when you do these things, and maybe at night, if you're sleeping with a nightgown, you know, like no underwear to let that breathe and just kind of reset. And if you are wanting to optimize your vaginal area, whether it's just in general or if you're trying to conceive, you can do testing to see what kind of bacteria are there. And so if you need that motivation to be like, is this actually a factor for me? You can actually test your vaginal microbiome and see like, yes, there's actually an imbalance and I need to take this more seriously. So this isn't something just like, oh, it's like kind of a thing. Like the fertility is very much impacted by your bacteria. So take that to heart.
It really is. And I just did an Evi test. We'll put that in the show notes too. And it was really cool to see. Or there's Tiny Health, or there's other ones you know about, Leah, too. But there's just so much information that can be gleaned from those tests. Okay, let's go on to number. So number two is leggings. Number three, let's go number three.
If you are looking for a simple, natural way to nourish your body and support your hormones and fertility, look no further than Fawn Regenerative. Fawn crafts time-honored foundational foods like bone broth, tallow, and lard that reclaim vital nourishment. Their bone broth is slow simmered over 18 hours with equal parts bones and water for maximal nutrient extraction. Did you know that most other brands don't even make their bone broth from scratch? This is gut nourishment in a jar, which is essential for supporting your hormones and fertility. They are special because they use verified regenerative animal ingredients and organic infusion ingredients. You get pure, clean food bottled in glass, no concentrates, no powders ever. I'm really picky about bone broth, and I love that I can simply sip Fawn's bone broth, and it's absolutely delicious. If you are fond of your fertility and your hormones, and you want to nourish yourself from the inside out, I highly recommend you check out Fawn. Just sip it or use it as your sous chef in any of your recipes. Visit FawnRegenerative.com and use code HEALTHYMOTHER to save 10% off your first order and start your Fawn Foundation. Again, that's FawnRegenerative.com and use code HEALTHYMOTHER. Yeah, so this is along the similar lines, which is your personal lubricant, like sex lube, because for the same reasons, sort of, it can disrupt your vaginal microbiome. So most lubes that you're going to find at a intimacy store or even just on the shelves at a grocery store contain a lot of chemicals and toxins that you do not want to absorb. The vaginal tissue is highly absorbable, and so anything you put down there gets into your body very easily. And we do not want to have any lube that is going to increase a toxin concentration, not only locally there, especially if you're trying to conceive, but just in general. Also, we don't want it to be systemic. But then the other factor with lube is that the pH of that lube, pH meaning acidic or basic. So things that are acidic are things like lemon juice. Basic things are like baking soda. Sperm do not like acidic things. And this is a thing that you need to know if you're trying to conceive and you're having sex with lube, is that if you're using a more acidic lube, it could actually be damaging the sperm. So it's kind of doing the opposite of what you're trying to do if you're trying to conceive. You need to be using a fertility-friendly pH, a higher pH lube for fertility, and ideally one that is low in toxins so you're not absorbing that and it's not disrupting your vaginal microbiome as well. So just everything that is in and around your vagina matters. And just looking at cleaner options for lube that are fertility friendly is going to be huge.
Question, what do you think? I know a lot of people use coconut oil. What do you think?
So coconut oil inherently is a little bit more pH. So this is the tricky thing.
Wait. More pH. What does that mean? Higher pH?
Higher pH.
Okay, got it.
So this is the tricky thing about lube, and it's kind of a double-edged sword. So with a woman's vagina, you actually want it to be acidic. The lactobacillus thrives in an acidic environment, so lower pH. And naturally, we should be making that. The bacteria also makes acid, the lactic acid, lactobacillus. It's an acid-producing bacteria. So it's supposed to keep this ecosystem of acidity. But then in fertility, sperm don't like acidity. And so it's tricky because if you are not trying to conceive and you're trying to have just a healthy vaginal microbiome, I actually recommend low pH lube. There are some companies like Good Clean Love. They make a bio nude and a bio match lube that is lower pH to help a woman, because if you have a lot of higher pH things around, it can shift your vaginal microbiome, leading to VV, odor, discharge, all of these things. And so outside of the window of actual ovulation, I would say it's best to use a low pH, acidic, non-toxic lube to protect the woman's vaginal microbiome. During ovulation, it's ideal to use a fertility-friendly, higher pH, non-toxic lube. And so with coconut oil is a little bit more on the higher pH side, so it would be better for fertility, but if used all the time for a woman, it could potentially disrupt her vaginal microbiome because it's just not acidic enough. But it really just depends on what most oils, like natural oils, are not going to be very acidic. Like jojoba oil is one that people can use sometimes if you just want something super natural. So they're okay, but you just have to go based off of your symptoms and see how you're doing. From a fertility standpoint, I think it's a little bit more okay, because it is that higher pH.
Great, thanks.
Yeah. Coconut oil also, though, can have some antimicrobial components. So yeah, I would say if you're really struggling, if you know that your partner has low sperm count and you're really struggling in that department, it might be just worth getting the fertility-friendly lube that you know is like been tested to not be harmful for sperm. Yeah. Okay, next product that we're going to talk about is plastic, which plastic is like, what do you mean? Plastic what? And when I say plastic, I mean the things that you're using on a daily basis, like your plastic drinking containers and plastic food containers. There's plastic everywhere. You cannot avoid plastic 100%. If you try to, you will literally go crazy. It is a reality in our world. But what you can control is what you're drinking out of and eating out of on a daily basis. So when I go to someone's house and I see that they have plastic Tupperware, plastic cups, lids, plastic water bottles, in my mind, I'm like, oh, this is a really easy swap that you could change everything, you know, about your exposure to these plastics. And why does it matter? Plastic has a lot of different chemicals that have been proven to negatively impact fertility in men and women. They also disrupt hormones. So even if you're not trying to conceive right now, it is a huge hormone disrupting, you know, driver in adults and kids. So like if you're pregnant, if you have little kids, also getting the plastic out as much as you can, because they will consume a lot of these chemicals that are in the plastic, and it can really disrupt their hormones and cause all sorts of issues down the line for them. And so easy swaps are just getting glass or stainless steel water bottles and glass or stainless steel food containers, absolutely avoiding heating things up in plastic, because plastic, as you probably know, at super high levels melts. So anytime there is a state change of temperature, like freezing or heating, especially heating, it leaches much more of those chemicals in. So the whole get a bag of rice in a plastic bag and put it in the microwave and heat it up for dinner is a no.
Oh my gosh, you guys, the TV dinner phase, like when I was growing up, we used to microwave those little black plastic trays for, oh my gosh.
This is why there's so much infertility right now.
It's bad. And I also saw this really amazing, beautiful, there's this account that I used to follow, I forget the name, where they would take these hyper zoomed in macro videos of different things happening. And it was a knife going across a plastic cutting board, and all of the millions of tiny microplastic pieces that are getting liberated into your food when you do that. And I was like, And we even had, I don't even know, I didn't even think about it. We did have a couple of just easy, like those quick sheets of plastic cutting boards. Now we only ever use wood, but I was blown away at how much. I mean, they say there's like a certain percentage or number of pounds per year that average Americans are eating of plastic every year. And it's just not okay. I mean, and getting glass stuff doesn't have to be expensive too. My husband has this really, I wouldn't say it's a bad habit, but he loves a thrift store. Like he loves a thrift store. And so we go to a lot of thrift stores and there is so much glass, like Pyrex, you know, the storage containers for leftovers in your fridge and whatever. And it's cheap, 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 cheap.
It's so cheap. Like Pyrex especially is the best. It's just the best. You can absolutely do it. Or even, you know, if you're like, well, I don't want glass around my kids or it's like whatever, it's heavy. They have stainless steel, like lunchbox tins, like reusable, and it doesn't hold, you know, smell like plastic does. So there's definitely ways to swap. And so as you are asking for birthday gifts or Black Fridays or anything like that, that would be a great time to stock up on these kind of things.
If you are looking for a delicious and effective supplement to help support the immune system of your entire family, from children through adults, including pregnancy and breastfeeding, look no further than the Needed Immune Support Powder. With elderberry, zinc, pre- and postbiotics, arabinogalactans, and beta-glucans, this berry-flavored powder can be enjoyed on its own, or it can be mixed into smoothies, juice, sprinkled on yogurt, made into popsicles, or even gummies. It's something that I always keep on hand as part of our wellness routine, and it can support you through the entire year. Give it a try by going to thisisneeded.com and use code HEALTHYMOTHER to save 20% off your first order. Again, go to thisisneeded.com and use code HEALTHYMOTHER to save 20%.
Number five is candles and fragrances. I know that people love things to smell. I get it, especially around the holidays. This is like, oh, I want my house to smell so good. But conventional candles and fragrances like Febreze or air fresheners or the plug-in Glade pods or anything that is emitting fragrance for just the purpose of fragrance is most likely greatly damaging your hormones and fertility. They contain all sorts of crazy chemicals that, again, have been proven to impact fertility in men and women and in kids and in pregnant women and their growing fetuses. And it's just nothing you want to mess with. In particular, phthalates are a big factor. And I just really want to drive this point home. Let's say you're trying to conceive. It's going to negatively impact your male partner greatly, as well as you. But let's say you get pregnant. Amazing. And now you're pregnant. If you're pregnant with a little boy and are being exposed to phthalates often, let's say you have a Yankee candle that you're burning every day or you're spraying Febreze, the phthalates in those fragrances have been shown to greatly lower testosterone and negatively impact the reproductive development of those babies. So obviously, if you've already done it, you were already around it, like, we do the best we can with what we have. But if you are new and you were like, I wish someone had told me, this is me telling you. Swap them out, get them out. There are clean candle brands. There are, like, just use essential oil diffusers if you must have fragrance, but just get the conventional fragrances out of your life.
Okay, back to my thrift store stories.
I love
unfortunately, all the clothes in thrift stores are washed in the most horrific, and I know that laundry detergent is on your list here, the most horrific, I don't even know what it is. It's not even just Tide. It's like Bounty, Down, something terrible, horrible, awful. I don't know how on the planet. Sorry, like, I'm sorry, not sorry, actually. If you think that this smells good, there is maybe something, you need a palate cleanse. You need to go out into the forest for a week and just, like, reset your body, because it is when you've been away from it and then you come back into it. I'm confident to say there's no way that you can think to yourself, this is a good thing. It is impossible to get that smell out of clothes. It's so hard. Yes, you can do the stripping and like with a borax and blah, blah, blah. But man, it's crazy. And you know how scary that is, that you can wash something 8 times and it still smells. What that is exactly showing is these chemicals that make that smell, the phthalates, are meant to stick around. They're meant to stay and stick, and they do the same thing in our bodies. They're very hard to get rid of. They just are in your environment for a very long time. It's like it permeates everything. And it's not something that's worth it. It's just, don't even mess around with it.
No, it's not. It's crazy. And I'm glad that you brought up, because that's my next one. So number six is laundry detergent and dryer sheets. And this is a product that you probably use every single day. And if you are using conventional options, especially that have fragrance and scent, this is another huge exposure to these chemicals that are greatly disrupting your hormones, fertility, and everything about your life. I mean, people need to even know that this can impact if you have migraines. I mean, this was for me, I didn't realize that my migraines growing up were from fragrance.
And kids and eczema and their skin and their reactivity and their allergens. And why you have sometimes, you know, kids are like atopic kids where they'll have infant eczema, then it becomes childhood asthma, and then it becomes adult autoimmune diseases. This is a triad between eczema, asthma, and autoimmune disease. It's not just only simply caused by something like that, but that could be a trigger where it's like if their overall system, they have this predisposition in their genetics, their epigenetic environment is very toxic, they have poor genes for detox, they're wearing all day long these clothes that have this smell permeating off of them. If your nose is perceiving the molecule that's going into your brain, that's why you know you smell something. There is molecules of plastic and chemicals that are going up into, not plastic, but sorry, like the phthalate, whatever, sometimes they are actually similar to plastics. But either way, that is just showing you that you're bathing your system in it at all times. And it's not just this, like sometimes I think people really want to roll their eyes to that. And sometimes I also want to roll my eyes to it. But unfortunately, the reality is that when it's coming from me to coming at one particular human body at every angle, there's only so much the human liver can do. It's a pretty amazing organ, but it cannot manage all of it for 85 healthy years. There's going to be pathology. It just can't keep up. And like you were mentioning too about, you know, little boys being bathed in their mother's scent and it affecting their testosterone levels. There is some research that shows that women who were pregnant with little girls who were nail techs and hair salon techs and different things, those little girls had a higher than average likelihood of having IGT, insufficient glandular tissue. So that when they went to go breastfeed their own babies, when the little girls grew up and had their own kids, they didn't have enough alveolar tissue to make milk for their babies in their bodies because this is hormone disrupting. It fundamentally changes the way that our bodies are able to have a healthy reproductive immune system and healthy hormone loops and then all the sequelae like with breastfeeding that would come from that or not. So it's not a tiny thing. It really is something that adds up over time. One of my favorite, I mean, there's a lot of different things, but right now I've been using Country Save and it's cheap. I get it on Amazon. It's a powdered laundry detergent. It has no smell. And also our friend Jani, I'll put her brand in here. I'll put in Country Save and I'll also put in the Natuary. I always want to mess this up, but she made a new amazing laundry detergent that is super good at getting out smells. It doesn't have a smell itself. And she's very, very stringent and strict about the way that she wanted to develop this product. So it's new and it's awesome. I just bought a bottle of it. Or, you know, things like Branch Basics. There's a lot of options here. So
Molly Suds is another one that people use a lot. And then we just use dryer balls. So we do not use dryer sheets when we put things.
Oh, same. Just wool dryer balls.
Yeah. It's like, we do not need this. This is, you've just been sold by a industry that is poisoning you and stop it. And this is the thing about fertility.
Like, and stop it.
Stop it. No, it's not your fault. This is what I'm saying. This is not your fault. It's not like you knew this and you're choosing it. And this is a product of a broken system and consumer system and like all of the things. And so we just have to learn how to be savvy and how to protect ourselves within that. But what I want to drive home and what I do often on every episode almost is that fertility is a side effect of optimal health and pregnancy as well. Breastfeeding, these are all physiological things that quote unquote should be happening in a balanced system. And so if you have hormonal imbalance, if you're struggling with fertility, or if you just want to have, you know, the healthiest, you know, experience of life, you really have to say, what are the things that are the most least like nature in my environment? Because most likely those are the things that are contributing the most to blocking you from your nature self of, you know, fertility and balanced hormones. Like it is our innate default to be healthy and to be balanced. We have to identify these things that are blocking that. And so unfortunately, it's a lot of the things that we are choosing to bring into our homes on a daily basis, which sucks. If people knew that, I think they would choose differently. So the last product I want to leave you with, it's in the same kind of category, but it's your shower products. And so I remember, you know, I had a friend come to visit who she was younger than me and she didn't know a lot of these things. And she was taking a shower and I walked into the house and was like, oh my God, what is going on? I was like almost like having a panic attack. And I went in there and I was like talking to her about it and it was Dove bar soap. And I was like, this is insane. Because I grew up with Dove soap. I did. Like, we had Dove soap everywhere. And the fact that I was bathing in that all of the time from like child on, and the amount of reaction that my body had to it, not having smelled it for a long time and being exposed to it in such an intense way, because you're in the hot shower and the steam, it's like putting it into you even more. It's like getting in your pores and like all of the chemicals and the toxins that are in these conventional products. I was like, no wonder I literally had a migraine every day in high school. I'm like, there's like no wonder I had, you know, all of the issues that I did, because I didn't know. And that was what I was being exposed to all of the time. And so I, you know, sat her down and had a conversation, and she was like, oh my God, I had no idea. And I've since, you know, brought a lot of awareness to her and hopefully have shifted things for her on her own hormone and fertility journey. But something like as simple as what you're using to wash your body every day or wash your hair could be the difference between bathing yourself every single day in like a toxic like blob of just crazy chemicals or not. So
no, it's literally, we have to think about like steam inhalation when people are sick and like, what's the purpose of that? And we're trying to get those essential oils or just like the steam in your lungs, deep in your lungs. And if we are using that as a carrier method of getting chemicals deep into our lungs, that's a problem. And it really, I mean, it's like Irish Spring, you know, I grew up, that was the soap my dad used.
Or Old Spice. Oh my God. I have like nightmares around Old Spice.
Old Spice, yes. And then Old Spice. Oh my gosh. You remember Axe when we were in junior high? Axe body sprays? And the boys would literally just run down the hallway like spraying it on the lockers.
It's terrible. I mean, you guys, I know it sounds so repetitive, but like, let's say there was just like some evil thing that was going around and was like, I'm going to like destroy the human race. I'm going to put all of the products that destroy fertility into the hands of every single person, and they're going to pay me for them. And then they're going to spray them and lather them and buy them like constantly. And like, they're literally just creating their own demise. I'm like, that's kind of how it feels.
I know. And it's kind of almost like addictive in a way too. I think there is some level of psychology where if people don't, you know, smell is the strongest sense tied to memory too. So I feel like there are a certain percentage of people who have a hard, hard time giving up on some of these things due to that fact alone. And just know that maybe there'll be a little bit of a detox for, not detox, but like a, you know, withdrawal for you coming off of this, and you'll get to the other side. And then when you smell it again at some point, once your senses have kind of reset, you'll be like shocked at how bad it can be. So thank you, Leah. This is awesome. Any other things we need to say?
No, I think if you guys want examples of some of the products that we both personally use and some of our favorites, we'll put those down below in the show notes. And just know that every swap makes a difference. It's not about being perfect. It's about just making big changes. And if you just changed these things in your household, it would greatly improve your hormones and fertility and anything for cute kids or future people. So definitely worth your time.
Thank you.
Guess what? We have a merch store. We sell amazing things like hats and shirts and sweatshirts, crop sweatshirts, glassware, water bottles, journals, bags, and they're really cool. So you should definitely check that out. Healthy as a Mother, I think, is one of the coolest brands. Healthy as a Mother, blank, we don't really say that, but so good because we love helping women become mothers, helping women who are mothers. And it's really fun to not only have a cool saying on some of your merchandise, but it also helps spread the word so that we can continue to do this amazing work in the world. We absolutely love podcasting, and it is so much effort on our part. And so every little bit of your support helps. If you want to check out some amazing merchandise or maybe buy a gift for a friend or a loved one or get something for yourself, head to healthyasamother.com/store. Check it out. Take pictures of your merchandise, tag us on Instagram. We would love to hear feedback on if there's other things that you would like to see in the store, because we are doing this for you. So again, head to healthyasamother.com/store to check out that merchandise. And yeah, I hope that you enjoy it. Thank you so much. In order for others to hear this information, please leave a review with Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and share with a friend who would benefit from this content. Please remember that the views and ideas from this podcast are for informational purposes only and are not intended to be a substitute for medical care of any kind. including the diagnosis and treatment of any disease. Consult with your provider before integrating any of this information into your own healthcare plan. A healthier future starts now, and it starts with you.